Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so glad that you are here. And if you're just waking up with us, you could have been here for an hour before because we start at 8 o'clock in the at 6 o'clock in the morning all the way till 8 o'clock. And we'd love you to join us there. I always love to start our show with a little bit of motivation. You don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, and let go and see what happens. So with that, we're going to get started. We've got a great another hour for you. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life here in the 805. I do want to remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. We've got our podcast that goes out an hour after all of our shows. And we'd love you to be a part of all those great venues. Also, we have so many events that are happening, and we'd love to give back to our listeners. And one of the ways is to call in here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. The other thing that you can do is when you're talking with them, make sure that you are getting on our newsletter. And that goes out every single week to 5,000 plus listeners. So we hope that you're getting that because that's another chance to win. But it also is kind of a calendar on all the events in the 805. We are totally hooked up and we'd love to hook you guys up. So today, our first guest, we're going to be talking about Feast of the Beast, and that is happening on June 23rd at 5 o'clock. And, of course, it's benefiting the Boys and Girls Club and Cafe Firenze, and I'm really excited to be talking about that. I do want to give a big thank you to Circus Vargas last week. I was the ringmaster out there. And, of course, now they're heading up to Santa Barbara, and we still have tickets for anybody that hasn't made it up there yet. Rubicon Theater has their premiere of Clarence Darrow, and it's a one-person tour. So we'd love to share that with you. We've got tickets, and that's going all the way to June 12th. That's right here on Main Street. Elite Theater has Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, and that's playing all the way to July 3rd. Right there in off of Victoria in Oxnard, and we'd love to share that with you. They're over in the Channel Islands Harbor. And then again, we have the Ghostly Evening movie fundraiser on July 20th, and that is a private reviewing of the new Ghostbusters at MovieCo Theater. So we'd love to share all those great things with you. So let's just start off with a pair of tickets to Feast of the Beast. And we're going to be talking right now with Kelly, who's in our studio. Welcome, and how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
You are so welcome. And I think we have John and Kim. And is it Palone?
They're not on with us just yet.
Oh, they're not. Okay, so we'll talk for a little bit. Okay, so we should get a little started, but we're going to find out a little bit more about what we're going to do here and what's going to happen that night. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. You know what? Let's take a really quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk with everybody and find out a little bit more.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
The 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Ventura County's premier tasting event, is returning to Lake Casitas on Sunday, June 12th from noon to 4. Admission includes unlimited tastings of over 60 wines and 30 craft beers. Join us for an afternoon of live music, amazing food, artisan vendors, and the best selection of beer and wine on the California coast. VIP and general admission tickets are available now at OhaiWineFestival.com. Proceeds benefit local and international charity projects. Don't miss the 30th Annual Ojai Wine Festival, Sunday, June 12th. Visit OhaiWineFestival.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here, starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking about the 805. We've got our next guest on. And of course, Kelly Ventimiglia is in the studio with us. And of course, we've got John, is it Paoni?
Yeah, John Paoni.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. So glad that you could join us today and talk about this great.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And of course, we're talking about the Boys and Girls Club of Moore Park, right? And then the Feast of the Beast. And that's happening over at Cafe Firenze, one of my favorite places there in Moore Park.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about, one, I want to invite all of our listeners there because we're so excited. Everybody knows about your restaurant over there. And tell us a little bit about this event. And, of course, I want to remind everybody it's June 23rd. And, of course, everything starts at 5 o'clock till the cows come home. I love it. So tell us a little bit about that.
So, well, the Feast of the Beast itself, you know, this all started out with me and a customer friend of mine who is a pig roaster. He loved roasting pigs, and I've never done it. So, you know, it was 4 or 5 years ago that we started this, and it just has blossomed into this wonderful event that has now become a charity for the Boys and Girls Club.
Wow.
So we actually have roasted whole pigs in front of the restaurant. We've done goats. We've done lamb. And now we're also bringing in local breweries, local wineries, and it's just blossomed into this wonderful event to showcase local what's in the 805, and to really just, again, kind of, we created our own food and wine festival for Moorpark.
I love that.
In a way.
I love that. And, you know, I know that Cafe Firenze is, you know, Italian. So does it have that Italian flair still in there somewhere?
Of course.
Okay.
There will always be a little bit of an Italian flair to everything that we do. But, you know, we enjoy cooking so much, and we enjoy cooking with friends, family. And that's what these events are always all about. It's about bringing even other, just other people into these items. Like Tim Kilcoyne, an example, who has Scratch Food Truck. He's going to be here,
right,
doing a dish. We're going to have Gabe over from Terra Sur, over at Herzog Winery, who's coming over.
You know what I love about this? And John, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up, starting your day with us, and, you know, tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I always say many hands make little work. You know, everybody brings something to the table. And that's why I love potlucks, because it's not like I can't make my own meal. It's like, I want to taste what you're eating, you know? My husband always gets mad at me. He's like, when we go to a restaurant, I'm like, can we just do appetizers so I get to taste everybody's, you know? And I love that.
No,
so that's kind of what Feast of the Beast is going to be about.
You know, that's a great example. People always ask me, like, what's your favorite food? What do you love to eat? You know, oh, I can't cook for you because you're a chef. No, the best meals I've ever had are in other people's homes.
Good for you.
It's all about the family. It's all about the experience.
It is.
And that's exactly what we're trying to turn the Feast of the Beast into, is just another level of an experience.
Okay, perfect. And so tell us, one, how long is the Feast of the Beast? How many times have you done it so far?
This will be the fifth year.
The fifth year. Okay, cool.
It'll be the fifth year.
And so what do all the funds that are raised go towards? Is it all towards the Boys and Girls Club?
I wish.
Okay.
I wish. Unfortunately, we have a business that we got to deal with, and permits and everything that we got to.
No, I'm saying, but that's your only organization.
The organization. I'm gonna let them speak on exactly what it goes for, as far as what it, you know, whether it's the kids programs.
Got it.
So.
What a great cause for that, too, and I love working with them. So go ahead.
Well, thank you. Thank you, John. And, again, we appreciate you and Kim and Cafe Firenze's generosity to the club and, of course, you know, for the show and all your listeners that
Absolutely.
Are tuning in this morning. But we're excited. You mentioned eating and family and that experience, and that joy is what our families and kids experience at the Boys and Girls Club. So the proceeds will help us. We serve 400 youth a day at the clubhouses. And in addition to that, our program is $20 a year. So, and we also scholarship. And believe it or not, there are a lot of families that do need that scholarship.
I just did an interview with somebody this week, and actually, it was really on, and I think this kind of leads into it, was why I think this is such a great cause, is when kids are out of school and we're just in the start of summer, you have no idea how many families depend on that food at school. And so now all of a sudden they're not at school and they have to provide their kids with food. And so if they're at the Boys and Girls Club, right?
I mean, right.
You're
we
feeding
provide
them there.
Lunch, they have their snacks. You're definitely right about that. And, of course, the premise of clubs is to have a fun place for kids, but also a safe place. And our focus is on helping them achieve academic success, good character and citizenship and healthy lifestyles. And of course, eating is part of that healthy lifestyle. And so this is very much in line and bringing to attention some of those things for the club.
Well, perfect. That's what I call a win-win. And again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got John here and Kelly, and then of course I'm Kim, and I'm here with Tom, and we're talking about the Feast of the Beast. We want you guys all to get there. It's going to be June 23rd, and it starts at 5 o'clock. I love this, Till the Cows Come Home at Cafe Firenze. If you haven't already been there, that's right there in Moore Park. And of course, this is a joint venture between Cafe Firenze and Boys and Girls Club of Moore Park. So John, what are we going, tell us who you are, and what do you do? You're the chef there?
Sure. Yeah. I'm actually a local guy. I was born and raised in Newbury Park, graduated from Newbury Park.
Oh, love that.
High school.
Okay.
I went to school. I started my studies at Santa Barbara City College. I went to their hotel restaurant culinary program. I went to Le Cordon Bleu. I've worked all over. I've been to Italy. I've been lucky enough to be able to stage in kitchens out in Florence. And I partnered up with Fabio when we were in Ventura over at Cafe Fiore.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our flagship, to say. Cafe Firenze was the flagship of how this all started. I've been the chef here for a while, but I'm also the head of culinary for Viviani Hospitality Group and for Paoloni Hospitality Group.
Wow,
so
I love that.
We have a lot of great business ventures. We're doing commissary for places like Amgen and Chase Bank Tower, you know, places along those lines. And then we have airport concepts now. We have East Coast brick and mortar, West Coast. So we're just growing.
I love it. I love
so
it. Okay. You guys are movers and shakers.
We'll bring everybody here to cafe and show what we're all about.
There you go. I love it. Now, what about Kim?
My wife.
Yes.
Yes. Kim Pagano. I wish she was here. I apologize. She wasn't able to make it.
No, that's okay. What is her, how does she work with you?
So Kim, actually we met here at the restaurant.
Oh, wow. I love
so
it.
She's an event coordinator. And we met years ago after Fabio was on Top Chef. And we just had this wonderful connection.
Nice.
So a lot of people actually thought we were married out while we were telling people about parties at Cafe. It was pretty amazing and pretty funny, the connection we had.
I love
but
it.
Now she has KRA Events, which helps put on, of course, this as well, as far as the charity event. But she's a wedding coordinator. So she's out there in the need for a wedding coordinator, KRA Events.
So you guys are like the busy couple.
We are. Yes. Everybody says, you guys are the powerhouse couple.
You know what? They say that about my husband and I, too. We are like movers and shakers. We're always going, okay, so where do we have to be? What do we have to do? Where, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. But I love that. I'd rather be that way than,
you know. It's great because there's nothing that can separate us. And a lot of people do get separated by work.
Yes.
But our work is a part of our lifestyle. We have a 3-year-old little girl, Savannah.
Oh.
And she's a part of everything that we do, including the weddings, including the events here at Cafe. And she will be here at the Feast of the Beast dancing her little heart out.
Wow, I love that.
Perfect.
John, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I would love to give some more tickets out. And actually, we've got some tickets to Feast of the Beast. And we would love everybody to get out there. This is going to be one fun time. I'm going to be out there, and I would love all of my listeners to get out there. So, of course, June 23rd, put that on your calendar, 5 o'clock. It's right here in Moore Park. And if you don't win your tickets here, you can get tickets. All you have to do to go is www.cafeforenzi.net. And we'd love to get you some tickets out there. But I've got a pair of tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite
Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-483-5118. That's 805-483-5118. Or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Being supportive to a friend is a good thing. Volunteering for your community is a good thing, too. What about supporting people you don't even know? Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families invites you to do a good thing and have a great time doing it. The 23rd annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 5th from 1 to 5 at CSU Channel Islands. Oh, it's a thing your taste buds will thank you for the rest of the year. Sample to your heart's content and your tummy's limit from restaurants, caterers, bakeries, breweries, and wineries, and all for one all-inclusive ticket price. Ask about the VIP tent presented by Wells Fargo. All proceeds fund programs of Casa Pacifica Centers for Children and Families. For tickets to the Casa Pacifica Angels 23rd Annual Wine, Food, and Brew Festival on Sunday, June 5th, go to CasaPacifica.org. That's CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored by the Zarley and Van Heusen families, Premier America Credit Union, Nevers Palazzo, Packard, Wildermuth & Winter, Conoco Oil, McValley Oil, and Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then, of course, you can hear our podcast. And, of course, all you have to do is go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love to share that with all of you. And then you can hear our shows anytime you want. So, again, I do want to remind everybody that we are talking with John Paoli and also Kelly Ventimiglia, and we're talking about the Feast of the Beast, and that in is really just supporting the Boys and Girls Club. It's a win-win, and I want to make sure everybody knows about this. Everybody is out there to be a part of this. And also, there's some featured chef tasting, vote on your favorite beast, and lots of stuff. But I want to talk about the VIP cabanas and tables. So, John, can you let us know a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, we have these beautiful cabanas set up. That literally, it's gorgeous. It's funny because it's been a Cafe Firenze. You know, we're literally in the middle of a parking lot.
Right.
It's kind of one of those places that you come to, and a lot of people don't know what it is until they walk inside the restaurant.
It's amazing.
And they see the chandeliers, and they see the the beautiful hardwoods and everything that goes along with the restaurant. So we're trying to bring that outside. Those cabanas kind of highlight that with the outside chandeliers, the drapery, the beautiful wood settings, and the benches that go around it. So what we're doing for the VIP cabanas is where, of course, with the general admission, you get all the tastings, and you get all the tastings of the wines and the foods and the beer, but we're also offering some bottle service as well. And, of course, just this beautiful cabana to enjoy yourself in.
Nice, nice.
We have beautiful table setups that we're going to set outside, which you can see at CafeFrenze.net, you can see the different styles of tables that you can get, which allow you to relax and sit down. You know, most food and wine festivals don't have that option.
Right.
It's really just stand up and a go for it. But eventually, you got to sit down and enjoy your company.
I like your style, John. I like your style. Very good. Yeah. So let me ask you, I know that obviously we've talked about Till the Cows Come Home. Okay, but what kind of food will be featured at this event?
Well, I'll be doing what's called a porchetta,
which
is actually a roasted pig that's going to be, in a sense, deboned, herbed, and rolled, slowly roasted. We'll pair that with a nice wine, of course. But the actual, everybody else to say, let's see here. I believe Tim's going to be doing a beef tongue pastrami dish, which sounds fantastic. I've never had it, so I'm super excited about
that. Okay, yum.
Let's see, Robbie over at Disgustingly Delicious, who's actually a baker, who I found out just loves doing savory food, is going to be doing a wonderful braised boar dish.
Oh, God, you got some really unique. I love that.
Yes, and that's what's fun about it.
Yeah.
Again, you know, we want everybody to come out and really, we want this to be a chef event, too. So, you know, I've worked with a lot of these chefs before in the past, and we do Casa Pacifica together. We do Taste of Camarillo.
In fact, I'm so glad you just said Casa Pacifica. I do want to remind everybody, we are a sponsor of theirs, and we are going to be out there tomorrow. And good. Okay, we're going to be out there, and I'm so excited. I want to make sure if you haven't already got your tickets. I think they're sold out, but I know you can. You might be able to get a VIP ticket still, but we've done a good job of spreading the word, and that's another amazing event. So, and it's a great, again, win-win. That's what this is all about. I love supporting the win-wins because it's, you know, it helps the restaurants, but it helps all these organizations, and people have no idea. You know, this is, they've made it so easy. We could have fun and raise money at the same time, right?
And raise money, exactly. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's really all about bringing everybody together for a great cause and just everybody to have a good time.
I love
relax
it.
And enjoy themselves.
There you go. Now, is there a winning dish?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is there a winning dish that we need to know about?
A winning dish?
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to know until everybody makes their choice.
Oh, okay.
We're going to call this the People's Choice Award.
Okay.
Meaning that we're letting everybody, whoever comes is going to be able to vote, and we're gonna announce it towards the end of the night of who had the best dish.
Oh, and is it people's choice or who votes?
Yeah, the actual guest vote.
Okay,
so we're not having a panel of judges. This is all about the people's choice.
I like it because those are like real people going, okay,
exactly.
Not so much, or yeah, oh my God, this is amazing. So very cool. Okay, so really quick, admission is $50. We want to make sure everybody knows that. How much is VIP?
Well, the actual VIP depends on the size of the table that you get, which all vary in price and all vary in size.
Okay. All right.
So a 4-top is going to be different than an 8-top in an example.
Okay, so perfect. And
so just go to cafeforense.net and check out the size of the table, the amount of people you want, and the price will be listed next to it.
Okay, great. And so, again, everybody can get their tickets right there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, good. And John, did we miss anything? Is there anything else that we can get people excited about? Because
That's it. You know what? I'm excited to meet everybody new that hasn't been to the restaurant. Again, you know, this is all about family. It's all about bringing everybody together for a great cause. And making new friendships and new relationships.
I'm excited
to see you here at Cafe Firenze.
There you go. And again, I always say many hands make little work, and I love what you guys are doing. Kelly, did we miss anything on your end?
No, not at all. I just definitely just want to say thank you and echo what you said about community and sharing and making a difference for kids.
All right. Again, I'm just going to repeat it again. Feast of the Beast, Food and Wine. And that is Cafe Firenze and Boys and Girls Club of Moor Park, June 23rd, 5 o'clock. Features chef tasting, vote your favorite beast, wine, beer, tasting, classic cars, VIP cabanas, and tables. Go to cafeforenze.net for your tickets and reserve seating there. So again, it's going to be so much fun. And again, you know what? We're going to throw out. Thank you, Kelly. We're going to throw out another pair of tickets right here, right now. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. I'd love to see all my listeners there and be able to share this. All right. When we come back, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Rolling for Pink. And you remember one of my old co-hosts, she's not old, but she was one of my past co-hosts, Jennifer Chastain, is coming in, and I'm excited to see her. So again, stay with us, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kids' corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And I'm so excited. Jennifer Chastain is in here. I'm sure all my listeners are excited to have you back. And, of course, we're talking about Rolling for Pink. And of course, it's that time right now. And I'm so excited. What a great cause. But I want to hear about what's going on in your family and how things are going.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. I am so excited to be back today. I always think this is the part of my life that I was sad to close the door on, but I knew I had to. But I'm so excited to be back here today.
I know.
Getting another chance at it. Yeah, so it's absolutely very exciting.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, what is the date for Rolling for Pink and all that?
Okay, so this year we're celebrating our 8th annual Rolling for Pink Bunko Tournament, which is amazing.
Yep.
And it is on Saturday, June 25th.
Okay.
And for anyone who's been to our event before, it's always been held in a private estate in Santa
Rosa.
Not
this time?
Not this year. We are moving.
Oh, you guys have grown.
We have. We have grown. And we're moving to across the highway to Santa Rosa Valley Park.
Oh, sweet. So is it going to be outside?
It'll be outside, but it'll be tented. So you won't really be exposed to the elements so much, but it will be bigger, the sound will be better, it'll make for such a greater event.
So that means they've just grown like
we
crazy.
Have,
I love it.
Grown.
How many did they start with in the very beginning?
Oh gosh, I think in the first one, over 100 people, but it was raining.
Right.
It was really small. It was so funny. When we look back at pictures, it was so elementary compared to...
Well, everything just gets better.
Bigger,
you know?
Bigger,
hopefully,
better.
Right?
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. And we're so excited because this is our 8th event. So... The fact that we're still relevant says so much about two things. One, our attendees, they believe in us, they believe in what we do, but also that our sponsors and the people who donate to us, they believe in what we're doing,
absolutely,
which means so
but
much
to us.
It's
such a great cause. And, you know, I mean, it just, how much did you guys make last year?
Over $50,000.
Yeah.
And we legitimately researched what foundation we would donate our proceeds to. And for us, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation was the best fit.
Wow.
They sort of fell in line with what we did. And we also saw that they donated the highest percentage to the actual studying of finding a cure for breast cancer. So that's what we aligned ourselves with. We really
liked
that.
I just became the honorary member for Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. So
oh,
very in line with
awesome.
What you're doing for Ventura and Thousand Oaks.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing.
And it's just great things like this that I love having a voice and being able to share. And so definitely, you know, this is such a great thing. So let me ask you a question. One is Sue Stonehouse does such a great job. She's
unbelievable.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah. Tell us again, maybe for our listeners that maybe don't know the whole story of kind of how it started. What was the background?
So her older sister turned 40. This was obviously
years ago.
Turned 40 and she had her mammogram. And so now these details might not be exact, but her husband and her had looked at her film before it had gone to be looked at, and they could see a mass, and they found out that she had breast cancer. First person in Sue's family to have breast cancer. It was devastating. They're a very large family, a very close family. So it really really shook them all to the core. And Sue Stonehouse actually had gone to a Bunko tournament in Las Vegas and was named the Bunko Queen of the Year at this Bunko tournament with a sash and a crown. And if anyone knows Sue Stonehouse, she is not the sash and crown type.
That is so true.
Does that make sense?
No, you could have pulled on your like, Sue and why I, not me?
We
right?
work so yeah. well together, but we it. Are like the yin and yang because yeah. I would love a sash and a crown.
Yes, yes.
So she had won this tournament, and her and Pam McCallum said to themselves, we need to do this to raise money. I don't think they actually knew what they were going to do it for, but they could see it was such a great event.
Yeah.
And then her sister was diagnosed with breast cancer, and they're like, we need to do a Bunko tournament. And they rallied all of their friends, all of the people they knew that had things, people like yourself who had a radio show to help get the word out, you know, just sort of put the feelers out. And from that, it has grown to this amazing event that people, we have a group of people that come from Fresno.
I know. I remember emceeing it. Okay, and everybody dresses up.
They've
got their big groups, like a whole table that's gonna, you know.
Absolutely, and I think that's the most fun when Bunko groups. You know, everyone plays Bunko, and they have like their group of friends that plays. They bring their Bunko group, and they'll have a name, or they'll have T-shirts. If you look on our website or follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you can see the different groups that show up.
I love it.
That's so fun.
So. It's so much fun. I have to say, I'm going to be there because I really love that. It's just a really super fun day. But I want to talk about the waiters. And
I was just going to say that.
Because I love, first of all, I love their little messages on their shirts, you know. And are they going to do that again this year?
Of course, because we are known for the Bunko Boy. Because when you are playing Bunko, who wants to get up and get food and drink?
Absolutely.
You want someone to serve you.
Yes.
So we have all of our husbands and friends and brothers and uncles. They come and they are Bunko Boys, and they are your waiter for the entire day.
Okay.
And they'll even sit in your seat and play for you while you use the restroom.
I love it.
You know, it's
terrific.
And
they're so funny. And
they're
everybody's partners out there. They're their husbands, and they're supporting. And
absolutely.
That's their way of
and
giving
I think it's really fun for the husbands, and you kind of go back to that fraternity lifestyle. You know, they all, like you said, have great sayings on their shirt, and they're all in great fun.
Yeah.
I was just looking at one today that said, I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a peek.
Oh,
you know, like
God,
just fun
I love
stuff
it.
Like that.
That's great.
Makes it for a great day.
Okay, so date.
Saturday, June 25th.
Okay. And what time?
It starts at 1 o'clock, okay. But we have people arrive a little bit early.
To do shopping.
Okay. And then to, you know, sort of mill around prior. We do some surprises. That's always kind of we'll come up with some fun thing.
Okay.
Last year we did a lemonade sale, but we were putting vodka in it and, you know, fun stuff like that. So it's always fun to get there a little bit early to see what's going on. And this year we have a bigger space. We have parking and all of that we've taken care of. So it's really a fun, but we definitely encourage people, Uber's aware of our event. We encourage people to Uber home, Uber there, make sure it's a great party, but we have to be responsible. So we really go out, have a great time. It's for a great cause. And it's also for people who have who are survivors. It's really fun for them to see that we're all in this together, and it's not a death sentence. This is something fun. We're all there together to do this and help everybody out.
That we can get through it together.
Absolutely.
All right. Jennifer, I'm so glad you're here.
I know,
we're
going
to take a really quick break. I do want to do a little shout out again. We've got, let's see, what do we have? Obviously, Casa Pacifica is tomorrow, and a big shout out to everybody there. That's going to be really fun. Circus Vargas returns up north, and that's Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo. So go to circusvargas.com. Actually, I got a pair of tickets. I'd love to. I'll do a four pack, a family pack that I'll share with everybody. All you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Also tonight, Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization, and their whole goal is to advance creativity to the old town Camarillo. And they're hosting tonight their Student Channel Islands Arts Alive and Premier Art Festival. There's going to be over 100 artists, art studio, organization, live music, good food, trucks, entertainment, wine, and beer gardens. So much. Everybody's welcome to that. And if you want more information, go to studiochannelislands.org and then go on their events and arts alive. definitely check that out. I'm really excited to be a part of that. And that they have just joined our team. Also, we've got June 12th from 12 to 4. We've got the 30th annual Ojai Wine Festival, and that's returning over at the Lake Casitas up in Ojai. So much fun there. And if you're interested and you haven't won tickets from me here, go to ojaiwinefestival.com for more information. Also, Assisted is holding a fundraiser called Ghostly Evening. And of course, that's all about the new Ghostbuster movie and support a good cause. And of course, that you can go to get tickets. It's on Wednesday, July 20th at 5:15 over at Movie Co. Theater, and that is at assistedone.com /events/Ghostbusters. Definitely. And then our last thing, not our last because we have like a zillion things coming up, but June 25th and 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents their 8th annual Roadshow Revival. And of course, that is a big, huge music festival with 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, and it's all about Johnny Cash tribute. And of course, that is at the Mission Park downtown Ventura. Totally family fun. And all you have to go to is roadshowrevival.com for information. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Jennifer, and we're talking about the Rolling for Pink. And of course, that is Saturday, June 25th. And it all starts at 1 o'clock, but you want to get there a little bit early. And, of course, that is over at the Santa Rosa Park. And give out the website for that.
The website to register is www.rollingforpink.org. We have all of the registration information on there, and we also have opportunities for people to sponsor a banner inside one of our many tents. You can check that out as well.
Oh, very cool. All right. I would love to give something away, and I have tickets to the Ghostly Evening over at Movie Co., and of course, that is July 20th. I'd love to share those with somebody right now. Call us right now at 805-419-0008-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show as we enjoy their production of Clarence Darrow, playing May 25th through June 12th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This one-person tour de force is based on the life and landmark cases of the great controversial trial lawyer who at one time commanded over $250,000 for each case. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900. June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kid's corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you that you can call in all the way through our show and leave us your name and number. And of course, you know, to win all these great gifts that we are giving away. Lots of things to different events, lots of restaurants that help us get the word out. And I do want to remind you of our newsletter that goes out every single week. And when you call in to win, say, hey, can you put me on that newsletter? We do not share your emails, but we have about 5,000 plus listeners on there. And of course, we want to make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And of course, our podcast. Our podcast goes out an hour after we play here. And so all those great ways that we would love to have you share us with everyone out there. So I'd love to share something with you right now. And I've got, actually, we've been giving away the Feast of the Bees. How about Famous Dave's? And if anybody doesn't like ribs, I love ribs.
Especially this time of year.
I know. It's all about barbecuing and all that. So anyways, check out Oxnard, and that's Famous Dave's. I'd love to give a gift certificate away right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. So Jennifer, so glad you're here. Rolling for Pink, of course, that's Saturday, the June 25th over at the Santa Rosa Park. And of course, it starts at 1 o'clock, but you probably want to get there a little bit early. Are tickets still available?
Yes, we do still have tickets available. Our registration has been open for a couple weeks, so we're definitely filling up, but we go down to the wire with taking people. We don't like to turn people away, so if it means adding a little bit more space, we'll do that, but you know, there's only so many people we can take. So definitely check out our website.
Yeah, and what can people do to help and participate?
Well, we rely so much on our sponsors and our donors. If you have a company that you're trying to get the word out, this is a great way to do that with either a banner in one of our tents, and that's $250, similar to like what you'd see at a baseball game, a t-ball game, you know, the banners that go around. And then we also have a silent auction and a live auction, which is amazing this year. A 1 year Fandango movie tickets.
Oh, very
for
cool.
A year. So that's really awesome.
That's a really good
one. We have some award show tickets. I'm not allowed to say which ones, but we got one more award show this year that we have not had in the past, which is super, super fun.
Okay.
We have a Dodger suite that someone can bid on.
Okay.
So we have some really great auction items.
Okay, great. And I would love to put in a haircut and blow dry.
$75. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah, if anyone has anything that they want to donate, just contact us and we are happy to take it. And it's a great way to spread the word about your own business and also to show people that you give back, that you're interested in the community that you work in.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And of course, I always use my saying, and thank you for always thinking about it, but many hands make little work.
I say that all the time.
It's the truth, because we all get together, we all do our little part, and it just makes it so much easier.
I was sending out an email to my son's class about we had to all help and if everyone could just stay late and figure it out. And I ended it with, many hands make little work. And I was like, oh,
my kids would be like, oh, dag, Mom, you know.
That's what I was thinking.
That's so funny. So, well, who are some of your sponsors and let's mention them, because obviously I really like to, you know, make
absolutely
sure people are.
And Nothing Bun Cakes, they have been with us from the beginning. They are amazing. They always bring treats over. The Margarita Man is one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
He's
great
amazing.
Job. Yeah.
Gosh, of course you've put me on the spot here. We have a lot of different, Simple Green is one of our sponsors.
Oh,
they always donate
okay
every year,
yep,
which I didn't know this, but Simple Green is actually the way you're supposed to remove mold. It is not bleach.
Oh,
yes,
that's interesting. Okay, good plug for them.
Exactly. So that's something to think of. We have some different perfume and cosmetic companies from Nordstrom that are donating to our swag bag. So that's really exciting.
Nice.
Yes. And, I believe we also have Presto Pasta. They're another one of our food sponsors. Mm-hmm. So we've got them, you know, we're sort of still finishing up, tying up the deals with all of them. But we definitely have them listed on our website. We like their Facebook pages. We want to make sure if people donate to us, we want to use all of our social media platforms to thank them and get the word out for them as well.
It's a partnership, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can't, I always say you can't do it alone. And yet we do it together. And that's what it's all about. And what a great cause.
Absolutely. And it's one of those things I think people don't realize, like maybe the $50 gift card to Laser Tag, and they're always very generous to us. That goes a long way at an event like this. A $25 gift card to Juice It Up goes a long way to something like this.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, how much is a ticket?
A ticket is $95 per person.
Okay.
And then for two people is $190.
Okay.
And if you do a group, we have a group rate on there as well.
Oh.
So if you go to our website, it has it all.
And how big
there
is a group?
12 people.
So 12 people.
Yes.
And so, okay. So,
you sort of get it broken down. We do have a head table that actually sells out. We think that at midnight, there are several groups of women that are sitting by their computers waiting, because the night registration opens, somebody always gets the head table. And that's really fun because we do, like, you know, you get special gifts and all that kind of stuff. And that's already sold out. But that's really fun to see those people. And they come in their shirts and they decorate themselves, and that's
and
really
if you
fun.
Don't see her right now, because we are a radio, it's going to be in my on my newsletter, and I hope that you get one. But she's got her Rolling for Pink.
That's right, Rolling for Pink
t-shirt on. Yep. And let me ask you a question. Okay, for people that don't know what Bunko is, okay, I mean, I've been playing it forever. And Tom, do you know what Bunko is?
I think they played it on King of the Hill.
Oh, did they?
I think they played.
I could see Peggy
it's
a, Hill.
It's like
play.
You,
I don't
yeah.
Know
so,
what Bunko
so basically,
is.
It's three dice, right? Three dice. When you said that, I was like, wait, did I make a mistake? Three dice, okay. And you start off with ones. Start off with twos, and so you have four people, but you have how many tables do they have? Okay, so you hear all these crazy
people yelling,
women.
Bunko.
Yeah, and soon as you and you go around the table, and whoever gets ones. Bunko. And so the one at the very end has the most bunkos or the biggest loser
exactly.
or whatever.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
like all these different things. So yeah.
Yeah. So that makes it really fun. And it's a super easy game. We have the directions sitting on the table, sort of telling you which direction to go so that you can really enjoy yourself. You don't have to concentrate on playing the game. So
right.
That makes
and
it
it's
fun.
So much fun because almost every table has one person like, oh, I'll take care of this. And they add it. And I'm
exactly.
like, good. You can have it. I like to just, okay, just I know what to do, but you
can
know.
Sit and talk and not really
yeah.
participate that way,
yeah.
which is really nice.
Yeah,
it's a very easy game.
But okay, so anyways, what are they? I know you guys kind of do a little luncheon. And
we do. Your ticket price includes food and drink for the entire day.
Okay.
So we have the margarita man there. We have wine. We have beer. We have water. We have sodas, anything that you would want to drink throughout the day. And then we also have food. We have salads, and usually we have some sort of sandwiches, breadsticks, tequila. You know, it sort of just depends on what our sponsors want to send us. But we definitely, you have a fabulous lunch, dessert, drinks all day long. So it's a really nice event. You really it's a nice afternoon.
Yeah, I would love to. I think it's so much fun.
And of course, you have your Bunko Boy continually bringing you drinks all the time.
Catering to you.
Absolutely. All of your needs.
And of course, this is kind of, you know, even though there's men there, it's a woman's day.
Absolutely. We've had men play before. We have had a few men come, and that's really fun. But I just, knowing my own husband, he would probably...
He was out there taking pictures.
He usually
yeah.
does the video of
yeah,
it. Exactly.
He did a great job
last night. It's not that it's loud, but it's women all together.
Is he going to be there this year?
He's not going to be there this year.
Oh,
I know.
He's so busy now, huh?
I know. Well, my sons have a lacrosse tournament,
okay,
so they're going to
be
there.
So let's just really quick. We didn't talk about the prizes when you win. Okay. So
this year, our prize for the Bunko Queen is going to be, you will be our reigning queen for the entire year.
Nice.
So, you know, we do have another event in October that is always something different. It's just sort of our way of thanking everybody during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's an event that you have to pay to attend, but we're not making a profit on it, if
got
that makes
it,
sense.
Got
it's
it.
Just our way to recognize the month.
Okay.
So you are our reigning queen for the entire year. So we hope that you will attend that event, obviously complimentary to Rolling for Pink. And then we give you the winner a sash and a crown and all
of
that fun
stuff. And what's in October?
That's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we've done, in the past, we've done...
like at the restaurant?
At the restaurant,
okay,
with the music. That's, we kind of just, we don't really do an event in October, but we sort of get people together just to
recognize
it.
What a great cause. Again, can you give out your website and all that stuff?
Absolutely. Our website is www.rollingforpink.org, and our event is on Saturday, June 25th. We still have tickets, and if you're not sure exactly what this is like, check out our website and also go to our Facebook page, because we really have a ton of pictures on there, and it gives you an idea of how much fun this day is.
If you even like to just play Bunko, this is like, okay, go play. I mean, you know, everybody has a girls group that they get together.
If you're looking for something to do, I'm telling you.
And not only that, this is fun and it's a great cause. It's a win-win.
It is. It absolutely is. And like I said, we donate all of our proceeds to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Nobody on the board takes a salary. We donate everything back. So it really makes you feel good about what you're doing.
I love it. Jennifer, really quick, what do you have plans for the summer? Are the kids out of school yet? Or
we have two more weeks
of
school.
I know you're on the countdown.
I am on the countdown because I have to tell you, I'm so tired of homework, which I know it's not mine, but it's the idea of knowing you have to nag someone to do it is exhausting. So two more weeks of summer, and then we will be at the beach every day.
Oh, okay. And so let me ask you a question. Are the boys, are they full with schedules, or are you going to kind of lay low?
We will be laying low after July.
Okay.
We'll be done with sports. My kids do junior lifeguards, so that's really nice because you just are at the beach all the time. laying low, hanging out, and then we're going to do the big Washington, D.C. tour at the end of the month, at the end of July.
Very cool.
Yeah,
very
so that's cool. Exciting. We actually started last week in Philadelphia, so that was fun.
Oh.
Yeah, we were there for the big lacrosse tournament.
Nice.
The college.
And, yeah, wow, okay. And any other trips coming up, or you just, that's kind of...
No, that's it. That's all we really, you
God,
know?
I feel like we're catching up, you know?
I
and,
know.
Yeah. Anything else going on? I know you're really involved in this.
That's really it. I don't like to spread myself too thin because I think there's nothing worse than feeling like you're not doing well at what you're doing. It's better to sort of do less and do really well at that.
That's kind of how I've learned. It mindfulness. Being
absolutely.
We had a lady on this morning on, it's called The Verge, really, and not before, not after, but
absolutely
in that moment, you know.
The one thing that always sticks in my mind, though, someone who we had on our show, and she, enough. You are enough.
That's enough. And that's basically what she talked about is you are perfect right now. You are your best.
Absolutely. But let's talk about you. I mean, I have seen you everywhere.
Thank you.
You are exploding. It's amazing.
Yeah. And not to say that's my business end of it. I've got three amazing grandchildren. I have to tell you, gosh, I thought I'd love my children, but oh my gosh, these little boys that have come into my life are just amazing.
Okay, they're so cute, though.
I can't stand it. And it's funny because Tiffany usually and my other daughter, they FaceTime me almost every morning, and the little boys are kissing me over the phone.
Oh.
They just started to wave and throw kisses and... Oh, it's just, it's like the best. It's like you get a second chance.
But you don't have to do the hard stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fun.
Yeah, so that and we just took a family vacation up to our, in Laughlin with all the kids. That was really good. We're going to do something in Thanksgiving.
You know what? I love Thanksgiving vacation because I think.
There's no presents.
There's
you
nothing.
Just,
it's like a Halloween party.
I
it's
know.
Not a birthday party.
I
you
know.
Just don't know what'll happen.
So much fun. And really, I'm just honoring, you know, I lost my mom. Today is her birthday.
Oh, gosh,
I know.
I'm
and
sorry.
So, you know, it's funny how things change a little bit. I thought I was going to have this big tea for her, and I decided I'm just going to celebrate her at Cafe Bijou, one of our favorite restaurants.
Oh, good for
Other
you.
Than
that's
that,
really
so,
nice.
Yeah, so that's it.
Great.
Life is great. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you again for sharing Rolling for Pinks with all of
Absolutely.
Us. It will be on our website. And, of course, we all end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. We just talked
That's
about
right.
that. There you go. It's always in line. Again, I hope I see everybody out there at Casa Pacifica tomorrow. And again, our phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear from all of you. And again, have a really great rest of your day. And I hope to talk to you next week.
It's my new obsession.